Wynn Memorial Methodist. And my husband was also going to that same church when we married, and he really grew up as a Methodist. He did go to the Baptist church a little when he was a child because his father was a Baptist and his mother was a Methodist.
What made you decide to change churches?
Well, because the church we were in it was a very small Methodist church, and most of the people that were left in the church were older people, and there was just no, you know, we were not taking in any younger members, you know. And actually, our children and one other couple's children were the only children in the whole church. That's right. And the children, we felt like they were just not getting what they needed, you know. There was just really nothing outside of Sunday school and church. There was nothing for the children. And we just felt like that it was time to make a change, you know, because it seemed like the church was just, and it still is, it's just going downhill, you know. And we feel like, you know, that it will just soon die out.
So your children
are
chaplain?
Yes. We have a big group of young people. We have from little ones on up. Our nursery is full of little babies.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. You know, sort of the names of the rooms and just kind of a floor plan. Can you
draw? Oh golly, I can't draw.
Well, just like you're looking down on, you know, where each room was in relation to the other.
Well, yeah, that. Oh mercy, I can't draw. My son's an artist. He could do this. Well, it had a big old front porch. This does not look a thing like it.
Well, just like you're looking down on it, just, you know, the floor plan.
Just the floor plan,
yeah.
Huh? Well, let's see, it had two bedrooms. And then he had a hall right see him. There was a hall here and a bathroom like this. And then this hall went on down here into another bedroom. I'm not doing a good job at all. okay, let me see. Well, let's see. This is one side.
How many rooms were there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 rooms in the bathroom, and then this hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then this huge front porch all the way across the front of the house.
When you walked in, were there 2 rooms at the front?
There were two front doors, yeah.
Uh-huh. What was the room on the right?
The room on the right was the front bedroom, and the room on the left was the living room.
And the hall went between those?
No, the hall went between the front bedroom and the back bedroom.
Oh, I see. The hall went parallel
yeah.
to the porch?
Yeah. No, no. It goes the other way. Like, the porch is here. Okay, here's a door, and you go
uh-huh.
in here. Well, this is the front bedroom, and then the hall, and then the back bedroom, and then the bathroom, you know, is
oh,
here.
I see.
That's one on the right side of the house, okay, and over here was the dining room and the kitchen
uh-huh.
and the living room. And then this big porch goes all the way across here, the front,
uh-huh.
like that.
How long did you live in that house?
Well,
Oh,
okay. Front bedroom. No one will ever tell what this is.